Podcast at 20 Minutes or Less Podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Wednesday, September 20th, 2017. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about the start of the hockey season.
Yep.
Specifically, hockey terms.
Yes.
We'll see how well you know hockey players speak.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking went top cheese on her buds, beauty. Like that kind of stuff.
Yep. I think that's in there, actually.
Mm-hmm. Also, we're going to talk about poor gym behavior.
Yes.
And we're going to get into a real conversation about millennials and kind of the problems with that term and certain things that define that generation that may surprise you.
Yeah.
What they're doing and what they're not doing.
Mm.
First, if you're listening to this podcast on an iPhone, have you downloaded iOS 11 yet? I downloaded iOS 11, the new iPhone update, yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Some interesting things about it. Yes, this is X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna. This one feature caught my eye. Apparently, this has been around since the last update, but the way that your new iMessage is laid out, it's right there for you to see. So if you haven't used it before, now you'll see it.
What is it?
Digital touch message. So,
okay, so what does this mean exactly?
I can show you. So I have it open here, and this is my chat conversation with you.
Yeah.
And it gives you this little like screen where you can put your finger there, and when you touch it, I guess it feels the warmth from your hand, and then it sends that warmth to someone else.
Oh, I got your thumb warm.
Yes. Is it like you're touching me?
That's weird. No.
If you kiss it, you get the outline of lips.
Do you actually?
I'll do that too.
I want to see that.
Kissing a dirty old smartphone.
Okay. So gross. Why is this a thing?
Well, I don't know. Is it meant to be a substitute for touch?
It can't.
For people who are far apart? Because, man, if you're so lonely that this is touch to you, I feel really bad.
Okay, well, on the one hand, I am in a long-distance relationship, so I suppose this is better than no touch, but...
Really? This is...
No, actually, that would be like good if you were on some drugs or something and you could stare at it. It moves. It's these weird moving pictures of touch.
They look like the old Windows Media Player screensavers, kind of.
Yes, that's what they do look like. You're right.
You can send your heartbeat, I guess. I don't know. It seems kind of stupid, but I don't think that Apple would include a feature like this on their updates on a whim.
No.
They would do a bunch of research and they would see that there is a demand for this.
Which is a little bit scary, but you're right. I mean, obviously some people like it, so that's good.
One thing I haven't tried yet is if you place your flapjack on the area.
Oh my God.
Like
if
you
just not do that
drop
here.
Your schmeckle right on it.
Don't.
Can I send an outline of my Matthew Schneider to someone?
Oh my God.
Maybe I shouldn't send that to you.
No.
I should send that to my wife.
No, okay. Like Dropbox? Like just throw it in there and...
No, Dropbox is the female version.
BNS in 20 minutes or less. I had a bit of a situation happen to me yesterday. A friend of mine asked if I wanted to be a tester for some products that she's now selling. And I haven't spoken to her in a while, but she used to be a good friend of mine. So I was like, well, you know, I'm sure I could probably do this for you. And I've seen the odd post and it looked like she had makeup products. Like it was that kind of thing.
I was going to say my multi-level marketing alarm is going off right now.
Like, yes.
What's she trying to sell me?
And me as well. And then she said to me, don't worry. Like there's no obligation. You honestly just have to test it out. Let me know what you think. And so I kind of believed her, even though maybe I shouldn't, because she probably, yes, then would be like, you need to buy all these products. So anyway, turns out she sells sex toys.
Oh.
So the things... looked like makeup to me that she was selling were not makeup at all. They were just a whole bunch of
lipstick.
Fun.
I don't know. Something else.
So
it was an insertable.
So I guess I'm getting sent a whole box of adult toys to my apartment, which is phenomenal. Yeah.
Well, if you get anything hilarious, you have to bring it in.
Okay, I will.
Anything novelty.
But I was just like, what do you, who just assumes like, hey, I've got some great product for you. You want to test these out? Let me know how you think.
Why you specifically?
Well, I don't know. I was wondering this myself.
Did you strike her as that kind of girl?
Well, I mean, I am in a long-distance relationship. Like, I'm starting to think that people are just like, oh, yes, we know. You'd be great for this.
She's lonely. Do you have to do any testimonials or anything with them? Or do you just have to let her know which ones you like?
Well, when
do
I...
Do a video like, hey, guys, Shauna here. Today I'm trying out this...
Do an endorsement?
Yeah. I found it a little confusing right out of the box. But then it was a lot of fun.
What was it? In the box. Never mind.
Ah, damn it, not again. That's twice this morning.
The BHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
So I was just reading this study, and they were talking about adolescents of today. And they were saying adolescents are getting driver's licenses later.
Which I think is true in my experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think even like our boss's son has turned 16, and he has a transit pass, and it gets him everywhere he needs to go in the city here, and he doesn't really have a desire to get his license yet.
Well, now that we have so many options like that, we have Uber, all of that, it's not as important as it used to be. It also says that they are trying alcohol later.
Interesting.
That one I found shocking.
I wonder why the allure of alcohol hasn't quite reached that generation like it did every generation prior.
I don't know. There's more stuff going on, more things to distract you than just having to sit there and drink a bunch of booze.
I guess we didn't have iPads, so we just got teenage drunk.
We had to entertain ourselves, okay?
We set things on fire.
They're starting work later.
To go to school or
no, just like part-time jobs and that type of thing. They're starting all of that a little bit later on. And they're having sex less in high school. That's the one I found shocking. Only 41% of adolescents have claimed that they've had sex in high school.
Today. And what does that compare?
54% in 91.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a 13% drop.
Which is crazy.
In 26 years?
Yeah.
That is super interesting, because you think that the attitudes around sex have even loosened up more over time.
Well, we're trying to become less prude, I think. A lot of people are trying to be more open to sexuality and that type of thing. So why would that be?
I wonder if some of that has to do with just how we communicate with each other, with how we communicate with people that we're interested in romantically. Because in 91, you would have had to go up and talk to that person. Mm-hmm. You have to be bold.
Right.
Now, you can basically sustain a relationship via text. Do you think that has anything to do with it?
Oh, God.
I mean, when I first started talking to girls, it was via MSN Messenger.
Right.
And I have like 9 chat windows open at once.
Yeah.
And that's how I learned to type so fast, because I'd just be working up a sweat, chatting with hot babes all day.
Did you have a fake picture? Or?
No. Oh, huge diss.
I'm kidding. I too, MSN Messenger. That's how it started with me. But after that, it kind of jumped from that to seeing them in person.
Right.
Whereas now, I guess, I don't know, there's a lot more devices, a lot more electronic ways to keep this relationship going without having to see them in person.
So it sounds like all the steps that we would consider somebody taking as they reach adulthood are being delayed, even though this generation is probably more informed than any generation before it, right?
Yeah.
There's so much information available to them.
Yeah.
That's very interesting, and I wonder how that's going to change even more. I have a theory that generations used to last 20, 30 years would be considered one generation, but I don't think that can be the case anymore because of how quickly the world is changing. So, for example, if you were born in 1820, your life was probably very similar to that of somebody born in 1860 or 1870.
Yep.
You know, 50-year difference, but still very much the same world. Whereas for us, like, I'm 28, and people who are 24 use different social media platforms than I do.
Yeah,
I don't get a lot of their jokes.
Yes, there's a lot of social platforms, as you said, that, yeah, don't even make sense to us, that we've never used, that people, yeah, a couple years younger than us are using. And it's like, oh, what's this? How do we do this again?
Yeah.
And we are on the fast track. It's because technology is advancing so damn quickly.
I say that generations used to last 30 years. Now they last 3.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I agree. I would completely agree with that.
And we, the millennials, yesterday on Facebook, a guy said that I'm not a millennial and you and I are about the same age. Yeah. So that would mean that you are not a millennial either. And we totally are.
We are.
And that's the issue with that term, I think, is that nobody really knows the defined parameters of it. People think of millennials as like shitty 20 somethings that they can throw that tag on if they don't like them.
I was about to say, it's a negative connotation. So if somebody has something they don't like about you, they basically throw out the term millennial.
You're a millennial.
Call you that. Yeah.
But really, you could be like, by some definitions, 37, 38 years old and still be considered a millennial. You're kind of straddling the line between Generation X and Generation Y.
Yeah.
But you're still a millennial, technically.
Yeah, they need to be quicker. They need to update these terms more accurately because it's basically just, as you said, there's people who fall in between what may be a millennial and that last generation that was named, so they kind of just blanket themselves in. I don't think they are the same.
No, or how can you call us the same generation as somebody who is just turning 18 or 19? We aren't really.
No.
It's a different world that we live in, that we grew up in. They don't remember a time without the internet. I do.
Yeah.
I went to school with no YouTube.
That's weird.
That's a huge cultural and societal difference.
It's true. Yeah.
So when maybe we need like a generation Y1, generation Y.2.
Mm-hmm. Millennial .1.
Good millennials, bad millennials.
I was going to say shitty millennials.
X92.9.
Hockey season. Just around the corner.
Preseason is underway.
Preseason happening right now. With that, I started looking up some hockey terms. I don't know why I got looking at this list, and then I was asking my boyfriend who works in hockey about some terms as well, and I realized how ridiculous some of the hockey terms are, like the slang that are used on the ice.
Yeah, and I guess if you've just been around it your whole life, maybe you don't even think about it.
Right. And I stepped back for a second and then looked into these terms, was like, if you're not a person who knows anything about hockey, you'd be like, what in the hell are these people talking about? So I thought maybe I could challenge you for fun.
Okay.
A little warm-up.
I played hockey till I was about 14, so we'll see how well I do with this.
I'm curious. Ready?
Yes.
Apple.
An assist.
Yes. Biscuit in the basket.
The biscuit is the puck. Mm-hmm. So a goal?
Yes.
I guess, yeah.
Yes. Cherry picker.
That's someone who floats, who doesn't come back and play D, is looking for that stretch pass.
Also known as loafing.
Loafing, okay. No.
Also hilarious that all of those are food related. Anyway, riding the pine.
Getting benched.
Yes. Yep. Bar down.
It's when you score off the crossbar.
Yes. Blow a tire.
When you wipe out.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Cliff, my boyfriend, says that about me all the time.
She blew a tire.
Yeah. bottle rockets. This one I'd never heard of before.
That one I don't know.
So it's when a goal is scored that strikes the underside of the top of the net, resulting in the goaltender's water bottle being dislodged. They call that a bottle rocket, which makes sense.
We always just call it like a water bottle then, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not nearly as creative, but anyway. Gordie Howe hat trick. This one's a classic.
That is a goal and assist in a fight?
Yep. Yep. There we go. Pillows.
Like silky mitts. Nice hands.
Although that also makes sense. The goaltender's leg pads, apparently.
Okay.
My boyfriend's personal favorite, throwing muffins.
Is that like just weak shots?
Yes.
You put a muffin on net?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Go for a clapper, end up with a muffin.
That's it. Going back to the food references, top cheddar.
Scoring like top shelf?
Yeah.
Going upstairs?
A
suicide pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like a high risk pass or whatever. Sin bin is your last one. What's a sin bin?
Obviously the penalty box.
Yeah. Not to be mixed with sin cave.
Which is
a lady's bit.
X92.9.
There's a guy at my gym recently who is grunting and growling and barking so loud that I've actually had to stop working out to laugh a couple times. And other people are laughing and we make eye contact and it's really funny.
It's interesting that he doesn't care, but
he doesn't care. He's in excellent shape.
Interesting. Okay.
It's intimidating to people who are new to the gym. Like that's the kind of behavior that keeps people away from the gym, I think.
You're right.
And it's also just kind of disruptive to everybody else's workout. Mm-hmm. There are gyms in the States, Planet Fitness, for example, that has an alarm that they'll set off if you're being too loud during your workout.
Wow.
To discourage that kind of behavior, because it's an everyone's welcome type atmosphere.
Yes, which is fair. And it is, once again, intimidating when you hear that, wondering what's going on over there. So.
And I've thought of saying something, but I never want to be the type of person that intrudes on anybody else's workout or dictates how people should behave in the gym.
No.
I don't want to be a gym snob.
No.
Yes, I recently switched to a more complex energy enhancer. I love the beta-alanine, but I wasn't quite getting the micronized bicarbonate that I so desperately need.
Yes, don't eat that. That's bad for you. No, that's bad for you, too. No, everything you put in your body is bad for you.
I'm 15 weeks out from competition, and my rear delts, I think, are really coming along nicely.
Yes, well, I'm a famous bikini competitor, and I shield my eyes with a hat so no one recognizes me.
Well, I have enough meals prepped to last me until the end of the decade.
Yes, well, I package my meal prep into ice cubes so I can easily pop them in my mouth.
Yes, well, I blend my meals into a fine paste and inject them directly into my anus.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
This past weekend, a group of scientists emerged from a Mars simulation facility in Hawaii.
Yeah.
After spending how long there?
8 months. They were there for eight months. Yep. There were, again, six of them. They were cooped up in like this tiny little two-bedroom place for 8 months together.
And the whole purpose of this experiment was to test the, I guess, the social stresses?
Yes.
Social complications of an extended mission like the one that NASA hopes to do to Mars?
Yeah, they say like conflict in something like this is inevitable. So it's how these people work through it. And they wanted to see how people would work together and how they would fight and that type of thing. But then they also had a 20-minute delay when they were using technology like they would if they were in Mars. And they
really?
Had to travel in crews when they left the dome and everything basically like they would if they were on Mars at the time.
Did they wear spacesuits?
They did wear spacesuits. Yeah, they had
and
to
they ate
freeze-dried food and... Yeah.
So it's basically, it's all the worst parts about going to Mars.
Exactly.
Without the actual going to Mars part.
Yes, that's it. Uh-huh.
I'm sure they were thrilled to take part in it, though, because they're advancing the knowledge of their field and they're contributing to the overall science that's going to eventually make this mission possible.
I'm sure. I'm guaranteeing that they're not talking to one another anymore, however. Like, there's no chance. Six people cooped up in a tiny space. Like, I forget the square footage, but I think it was like 500 square feet or something.
With
like, can you imagine?
For 8 months.
Can you imagine that?
Eating freeze-dried food.
I would just start slapping people. Get out of my way!
And how did you get along with the crew? F those guys. I never want to see them again.
Never, ever.
To spend that much time with anybody is crazy. I know. Like, my dad has said that my mom is the only person he can spend any amount of time with, and he gets tired of everybody else.
That's romance right there.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Or like, there are even people in our industry who will be, they'll be dating and they'll host a radio show together and they'll live together. We're together 24 hours a day.
No. Nope.
That's too much.
No.
That's too much.
My boyfriend, when he first moved here, would want to do everything with me. And I eventually had to be like, you need to go do your own thing tonight because I will kill you if you don't. Like,
and you don't even work with him.
No, I don't. That's just seeing him. The most hilarious part is that this group, when they got out, they requested a certain meal. It was a fluffy egg strata casserole.
What?
That's what they requested when they left the dome, is that that's what they wanted. They had that. They wanted tropical fruits, vegetables, a fluffy egg strata casserole, and then they were happy to not be eating freeze-dried food.
I get the fruits and vegetables part. You'd want some fresh produce.
Yeah.
But like, who's in there for 8 months thinking, oh, I can't wait to get my hands on a casserole when I get out of here?
I don't know.
I have such a big friggin' casserole, you won't even believe it.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Yeah, I can't wait to get back to Earth so I can eat a bunch of casserole. I want to eat so much casserole, it's going to be like a close member of my family just died.
I want the casserole that comes with the Jefferson reunion. So many casseroles.
When your family gets together?
Homemade giant ass casseroles.
Like, good enough that it would be the first thing that you would request upon returning from a Mars simulation for 8 months?
Well, sometimes casseroles have all kinds of good things in it. So really, you're getting all of it at once, right? They can have the potatoes and the meats and the delicious veggies. I mean, all of that.
Just smash it all into me at once.
Just put it all in me. Give it to me. Throw it in a blender and give it to me.
It's such an interesting thing, though, to spend that much time with someone, because like, you and I spend a lot of time together.
We do.
I think I probably spend more time with you than I do with my wife, even. Maybe not so much now that we're on mornings.
Right.
But when we were on afternoons, for sure we did.
Yeah.
And we also hang out on the weekends.
We do.
And we get along, I think.
We do.
For the most part.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess we could handle it.
We would be candidates.
Some people I don't think can handle it, though.
Yeah, it depends how easy you get along with people, I guess. Are you strong-willed?
Hmm.
Yeah. Now we're both pushovers.
Doormats.
Couple of doormats.
Old doormats.
We're back tomorrow with another podcast in 6 to 10 on X92.9 FM in Calgary. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.